Okay, welcome back to the Rookie and the Vet. This episode of Rookie and the Vet is brought to you by the more than you wonder where I was going with
where's
that.
Where's the vibe culture?
The More Than a Degenerate drop, which is dropping tonight. We are recording this at 3:49. The drop is pre-sale for 24 hours, so you've got to get in there quick. Unlike the YKTR kit, where it potentially sells after 10 minutes, we'll give you 24 of the best. Mm. I'm looking forward to it. Very grateful.
Fuck, it came out mad, eh?
Yeah, really good. I'm stoked with it. You got me a beauty this morning too, by the way. Do you want to quickly tell the people what happened there?
Yeah, Ice messaged me and Lukey in the morning. He said, hey, can we come up with a little bit of sort of meme-y content for the drop? And I thought that would make up – I was like, oh, I wonder if we're in a spot yet to come up with a few little fake headlines. So I screenshot Justin Horror in the news and I changed a few of the headlines to things like LeBron James issues a bunch of lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera. And I decided that it was probably too early to start blasting that stuff out, even though we're doing it now.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll just send it to you anyway.
For a giggle, I've done the work. Guys.
And I said, hey, mate, how about these for a couple of fake headlines? I didn't know that you were coming in fresh off about 3 hours sleep and a hard day's mahi.
Yeah.
So
I did two overnighters back to back on the traffic, that which will probably be my last ever week of doing those overnighters now that I've got the new gig. But I was fucking rattled. I woke up and I've gone,
LeBron's suing me?
Am I getting sued by LeBron James? What the fuck?
Because I thought when you didn't reply, I was like, oh, I thought it deserved it.
No, I was genuinely asleep and then I woke up and then I FaceTimed you straight away. So I was like, fuck, am I getting done?
Yeah.
But we'll move on to the Grateful Mates and then we'll get into the show. One thing I'm grateful for is, you know, I don't think I've had him as grateful for before, believe it or not, is the Boss Ice with the new role. Mm. And also for stepping in for me last week and Rookie in the Vet.
He killed that as well. Grateful for me. Yeah. I didn't come in prepared with a grateful, but I'm gonna give him one grateful, and that's the last and only grateful I'll ever give him. It's going to be Jordan Simi.
Ooh.
He messages me a lot, and a lot of the times it ends with, did that make you smile? And no matter what sort of twisted shit it is, it always does. So we've been working hard in here. I've been annoying Lukey every day, and sometimes you get home, the energy's a bit low. You wake up in the morning, the energy's a bit low. It's a lot of work, you know, that we're getting through.
Yep.
And Simi manages to put a smile on my face most days. So
yeah, no, we've been working really hard on all around the office of late. It's been a good week, and we're going to bring that energy, baby. We're going to bring that energy with the intro. Hit the intro, please, Lukey. Tell me what you need and this is where I do my best work, baby. Shit, baby. Can we pull up the first game too, Lukey, please, as we go forward? We're looking at the Panthers Knights. This is where Skipper does his best work on the Thursday night multis. I started 2 from 2, but have dipped of late.
Well, the multi of dooms have been horrendous. Let's call it what it is.
Yep.
The same game multis, you really miss.
Yeah, I've been close. Like
You hit, and then very close.
Yeah, so very close a couple of times. Which one did I miss? The one that was really close was the Charlie Staines Panthers game. Can't believe he didn't get over for a meaty because I've got Kickow and Brian Tyler, which are pretty, you know, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some anytime try scorers that I like for every game.
Yeah.
I feel like I've messaged sometimes in the WhatsApp group for people that I like, and I normally go pretty good at them. So let's see. We'll tally them up and we'll see, Jacko, how I go with this part of it. And then you're going to have a little.
I'm going to have a little bit of jam for every game. So I'm on the multi of doom this week, which we'll touch on at the end. But I'm going to give you a little something for every game. So I've had a bit of time this morning. We had a late start. Shout out Ice for that. We had a late start. So I had a bit of time this morning to sort of go through, really sort of prepare myself for each of these games and come up to speed with who's in, who's out, where it's playing, form and all that. And I think I've got a bit of value in most games here. There's a few tough ones.
Yep.
But I think I've got a bit of value. So let's kick straight off with Panthers Knights, baby.
Okay, well, I'll start us off with my same game, Multi of Doom, for tonight. Mm. It's obviously with the potential ins of Dylan Edwards and Api Carousel, they'll be massive.
Yeah.
But I still think 17.5 is just massive points for a team
huge
like Newcastle who will be feeling really good after last week's win. They had a few losses rolling into that to get KP come back, in which is now being described as the poo game. Unbelievable. Considering, mate, like I've spoke to KP a little bit over the last couple of weeks. I know he sort of was coming back a little bit underdone.
Yeah.
Because I know that shoulder would, you know, they would have obviously liked probably maybe an extra week or whatever. But he's done really well in his first two games. So
have you ever had the old crook guts before a game? Like proper sick like that? You ever needed to shit while you're in the middle of a game?
Nah, it doesn't cross my mind. I don't even think I've like really needed to piss that bad. I remember watching a game when I was at Manly and Ned Caddick had to come off.
Mm. So he's had to Bruce,
yeah, Fozzie's come off. I was in under 20s. Has Fozzie come off one?
It might have been 20s, but I remember distinctly Fozzie hitting up the tunnel.
I feel like I remember that too. Yeah. I think that might have been happening around the time that I was there. Yeah, but yeah. I remember I was under 20s at the Roosters and Ned Caddick was playing the for the Roosters against the Seagulls and he had to come off. He had to get subbed off. And
Pusa.
I believe Sticky was the coach. He would have been sweet with that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have blown up. But yeah, so onto the game, mate. With my same game multi,
yeah. What do you got?
I think 17.5 points is too much. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to double down on a few of things that I think will keep it, hopefully, to a close contest.
Yep.
I'm therefore going to go unders as well, under 43.5.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I've liked in some of these games where there's been predicted blowouts, like the bookmakers are betting in this one, I'm going over 8 minutes. So all of those are a short price. So a lot of the times when it comes to when you go on lines, total match points or the 8 minutes, it's normally there's a, normally a pretty balanced line.
Yeah.
But I'm going pretty much against the market on all three. So
the Tom Waterhouse vibes,
if,
I like it.
It's one of those ones, if you can jag it,
yeah,
if you're a good chance, like if I get past the 8 minutes, that's obviously fucking a good sign that I'm, you know, we might be pushing that under 43.5.
Yeah.
And if I'm under 43.5, geez, fucking that.
We're away.
That plus 17.5 looks good as well. So yep. I'm doubling down on all three. You get $5.10 about that. Ooh. Boosted on Sportsbet.
We'll be blasting that out after this. Yeah, look, I think the Poo game was something special from KP last week. Absolutely class. Gross. I still think I'm still on that Penrith undefeated season until I'm proven wrong. I'm going to ride with it. I think they get it done. Appy and Edwards will be massive. I'm not too sure. If Momorowski's fit, I'm not sure Edwards walks straight back into the site. Appy obviously does.
Yeah.
He's massive for them. But I think they're going to be good enough either way. I think Cleary's going to scoop up a few more Dally endpoints. And I agree with you. I think the plus 17.5.
Too much.
Too much. So if you're looking to start your weekend multi off on a Thursday and you wanted to jump on the line, I think plus 17.5. I think it's going to be closer.
So that's your best bet for this fixture.
I'm going to leave it out of the multi of doom just because I'm sick of the multis getting blown up on a Thursday.
Yeah.
But if you're out there, you want to have a punt on the weekend, I'm with you on that, man. I like the start for Newcastle. They're too good to be plus 17.5, I think. Yeah.
All right. And my anytime try scorer for this game is KP. Yep. He scored a couple of meaties in coming back for both games. He's feeling himself. If there any chance of sort of my bet going close as well, I'm going to need KP to score a meaty or two or set a few up. So,
yep.
Once again, doubling down on that bet. Moving on to the Titans and Rabbits game. Oh, I've gone the Panthers as well, by the way.
Yeah,
I've gone the Panthers, yep. Moving on to the Titans and Rabbits game.
Tino's the big out here.
One of my favourites, Tino, Fasua, Malawi.
Fasua.
That was another part of the criticism too, when that I don't pronounce players' names right as well. So
you've been here too long.
That's another thing that I need to get better at. Sometimes, like, you know, when you get used to the boys' names, like, it ends up being like a bit of a giggle, but I can see, I think someone said to me one point, I got, you know that video that I did with when I talked about, you know, I was watching heaps of sports that weekend and I said the race caller's name in that video that we just did
for More Than a Chance,
his name is Darren Flindell and I called him Daryl or the other, I'm getting it wrong again. So it's either Daryl and Darren and I called him that. And I go, look, I don't think he's going to lose sleep over it, mate. And he goes, yeah, rightio, Jason.
So, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's the old Averillo situation again.
Yeah, me and you were just saying, you know, I've been high on the Titans all year that my bird game gave him a touch up last week. But I want to give him a chance in this game with obviously Luttrell missing 3 weeks now. But then I just, you know, realising that Tino's out as well.
Well, I thought after what Manly did to them, I was expecting quite a big response from the Titans. It's up there, no Luttrell, no Sauce. So the Bunnies, like, you have a look at that back line there, they're obviously a bit thin. I thought they were a real upset chance here. I'm not too sure now. I still think the start hasn't moved. It's plus 6.5.
Yep.
I don't think that's really worth a lick. But if you want a bit of an upset on the weekend, I don't think Tino being out completely takes it off the cards for me because they still got it's an amazing starting pack.
Really good.
Wallace,
still
Rain,
really good pack.
Fodawaker, Proctor, Fifita, Peachy.
Yeah.
So I'm still confident they're a chance in this one. I really like them. I know the Bunnies are scoring points for fun, but I'm expecting a bounce back after what Manly did to them. And you know, if David Fifita decides he wants to be David Fifita, who fucking knows, man? So it's a bit of a roughie, but the Titans could get this done, man.
Well, yeah, Rabbitohs had a tight one last week against the Tigers. Tommy Burgess gets that try at the end, which I think was closer to the 50-50 than most people think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I thought he sort of lost control a little bit at the end there, but you couldn't not give it. Like, yeah. It was one of those things. Of,
have you ever seen an end to a game like that before?
No, that was crazy.
That was insane.
That would have been cool just to see Brooks try just for, the sake of it. But one, these guys, I think that the Titans are going to have to just move on from last week. They got turboed. They fully got turboed. but the week before that, they played really well up there. Fifita got a brace, so he's my anytime try scorer. Fifita again. Peachy looked really good against the Knights last time he was up there. He's
back to being in that Tyron Peachy form, man.
Yeah, and if they can get a roll on and they do the right things with the Titans pack, he can roll off the back of it. So I think it's going to be a really good game. I've gone the Rabbitohs.
Yeah. I'm actually going the Titans.
I've gone the Rabbitohs, but I'm like,
I'm going the Titans. I think that, you know, every weekend there's going to be an upset. I think they're at 275 or something in their ballpark.
Actually, I'm going Titans.
Yeah. So there you go. I think they get it done. I think they're the upset of the weekend. So
I need to get that top four bet up too, so I'm doubling down need on it. Purely on that.
Yeah. Cool, man. Jumping over.
Jumped over. Let's move on. Jump over to the Eels and Broncos game.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one. I'll kick us off here, mate. I don't think Brisbane shock Parra like they did in round one. Luke and I were talking about that earlier today. You know, it's in Darwin. I don't know if that does anything. I don't think it matters in terms of benefiting either side. That was the Reid Marnie clinic in that round one, in that second half where you spoke about him just fucking...
Turned the season around.
So, bit of jam. I reckon Sivo, two or more tries in this one could be on. We know how sort of... you're right, Lukey. Lukey's a bit crook today. He hasn't been well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think Sivo for two or more tries could be a bit of an option in this one. Just we've spoken about it sort of ad nauseum, but the Brisbane right edge has been struggling defensively, man. They really are leaking some points and line breaks, so... that's obviously the way Parra like to go, and I think Sivo could pick himself up a little brace in this one. So I'll be going Parra. I don't think there's any risk in them dropping this one with Moses and Brown in. So Sivo for a double, Parra to get the dub.
Yep. I'm also going Parramatta, but I'm going to go I think Broncos might be able to score a couple of tries. Sometimes when you go away to these neutral grounds, like it can give, like, it's...
That's why I asked
it's a,
you.
It's a weird one. Like, if you can get off to a good start, because there's no, like, fan biased, obviously majority would probably be turning up to support Parra because they're the ones that have taken to the game. They sort of try to, like, once they get up there, try to feed you some merchandise and train with some of the teams.
Do a few school visits, stuff like that.
But Kevy Walters well and truly had the boys pumped for the game against the Panthers. It was a really good effort from him. Tevita Pangai pushing Jordan Rickey out was unreal. Like, That's the frustrating part, I suppose, for a lot of Broncos fans, is when he has those sorts of games. Mate, look, I said to before, like, sometimes he has these little spurts, but he went fucking 0-80 on the weekend.
That's the best game I've ever seen Tevita Pangai Jr. play. He had that game for Tonga against Australia when they beat them, where he was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And you always, I mean, you're never going to be able to get up like that for every game, but you just need Tevita at 80% of what he was last week consistently, and he's one of the best back rowers in the comp. He was a fucking man amongst boys, man. It looked like under 10 shit. He was throwing them defensively. He was getting up off his line. So,
And he looked fit. He looks like, sometimes when he plays in the middle, he looks a bit gassed.
Yeah.
I said the same thing about when they moved Curry out at the Dragons out into the edge back row. Sometimes when you get a little bit of extra juice, your carry's a little bit stronger, your D's a little bit stronger. Mm. And I think that brought out the best of him. And then, you know, you obviously got a guy like Jordan Rickey who they expect to expect big things up there at Broncos, and now he gets pushed back to the bench and he's going to be pushing Tevita and guys like Sexy Lexi. So
I think just to make another international quick jump here, I think Rickey will sneak into that Kiwi side at the end of the year if he stays consistent.
Yeah.
Obviously the back rows, Nakora, Kenny and Tohu.
Yep.
But I think he's a chance of sneaking onto that bench role.
Yeah,
he's,
for sure.
He's going to have a massive year, Rickey.
The way he played in the Maldi game in particular.
Exactly.
Yeah. My try scorer is ex-Xavier Coates. $2.37 you get for him.
At any time.
Anytime.
Oh.
I think they've scored about 8 tries all year and he scored 5 of them. So there's a pretty good chance, regardless of the result, that X is going to cross over. He's just he's a freak, man. Like,
to chip in, remember he went in twice in the first game.
Yeah, he did too.
And then taken off in the second half.
Yeah, the Scorpion of Doom in the second try. Tried to do the...
that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He tried to do... Sometimes when you see some of those wingers and they do that big over the top...
I tell you who's had the best corner dive all year was Pangai.
Pangai, he did it, eh?
Tiki.
Yeah,
grass Tiki.
So, I'm going X again in this one.
Cool, man.
And I'm going the Eels. Sharks versus Bulldogs.
Yeah, we spoke about it just before we came on here. Obviously, the Sharks welcoming back Dougs and Shaunie J. Shaun J is the biggest inclusion for them. And with news this week that Chad's heading up to the Cowboys, congrats, Chad, on getting the bag, baby.
Yeah, how good. Three of the best.
Fuck, he deserves it up there as well, man. He'll help steady that ship up there. So it's going to be interesting to see how the team plays Shaun in this one. Like I kind of said, I'd be interested to get what your thoughts on this. Maybe in that what Newcastle did when Blake Green came back. Obviously, Piercy went down, so it forced their hand a bit. But maybe like a minutes restriction thing.
Yeah.
Whether he comes straight on for Chad or he comes on in six, Moyser moves to fullback and they sub Kennedy out because he's obviously had a big start in the year. Well, there you go. So it might just be straight for Chad. I think Dogs just don't have enough points in the man. I'll be picking against them every game this year, unfortunately. And look, if you're looking for a bit of jam, I always think, like, I love myself an anytime try score as well, mate.
Yep.
Talakai is due. He's back. I think this is the second or third game back.
He's coming off the pine.
And he loves those little crash balls off Brayley right through the middle. So I love a big man. I love a big man coming in for an end time try scorer. So I'm going to go with Talakai in that one.
You know what? I was going Kotrick, but I'm going to, once again, you've swayed me. I like that as well. I'm going to look at the, have you looked at the odds for it?
No, I don't know what Talakai is paying for any time. But the thing is with like, if you think back to last year,
I've got no ego, Jacko.
No, I know.
If you come up with a good bet, I'm going to follow.
Yeah, I think I've got a good argument for him. The way that the Bulldogs have been defending, that their defense on their line hasn't actually been too bad for a side that's leaking that many points. They leak those big breakout points, which just kills them. But the when the Sharks were successful last year, they were playing a lot of that right through the middle. Nakora scored a lot of tries on the edge, straight off Shaun. Aaron Woods, he's got a flop over in him.
Yeah.
Talakai on that little...
Yeah, Talakai's 360, by the way.
360. That like little that. Unders from Brayley, I think he'll get over, man. Sort of late into the half when he comes on for that first little spell, I think he's a chance.
Yeah.
I'll go to Sharks, by the way.
Yeah, obviously. I'm going Sharks as well. It's getting very hard to, you know, sort of... Yeah, push for the Bulldogs. There's sort of not too much happening. They played. Mm. I know they played. To be fair, I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch the Cowboys Bulldogs game.
Neither did I.
Someone got sent off.
Hetherington
got sent off. He's got to watch out. I've seen a few articles where he's going to be one of those guys like throughout his career. He's so aggressive, and you love that part of him, but he's got to be able to rein in a little bit.
Yeah, Ice compared him to someone. He's young. Like, Hetherington's young.
Yeah, fucking no. He's got plenty of time.
Yeah, he'll rein it in because the upside's there. I forget who Isaac compared him to.
Jared? Remember? Hargraves. Yeah.
Yeah, he said Jared was very similar when he came in. And
man, the boss always on.
And obviously, Jared's turned into top three fucking front row in the game. And Hetherington's got all that about him. He just needs to, just rein it in a little bit. I'll tell you what, Luke Thompson, shout out to the Englishman. He's been a shining light for the
He's good, man.
He's good.
He was my scope spotlight for the Super League special that we... I think that was one of the first write-ups I ever did about fucking 12 months ago.
I rate
him highly.
He's a fucking goer, man.
He's a goer, man. He runs the ball that fucking hard. He's another guy, like, for a bit of anytime try score, if you think they're a chance, like...
Yeah.
In a game where they can actually fucking cross the line for a couple.
I don't know where the Bulldogs win a game. They're going to win a game, maybe somewhere in that origin period. They snake someone or back into the year, but they don't have a very easy draw. They play a lot of the lesser teams. They play them away. I don't know, man. It's going to be...
get it up as we go as well.
Yeah. I hope I'm... Sorry? Yeah. If you bring up the draw, they've got a bit of a tough schedule. Just jump straight to round eight, bro. They're going to win. Like, I'm not saying they're not going to win a game.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know where the win comes, man.
All right, let's see. Go. Here we go. We're going down. Okay, Sharks, no. Parrot, no. Dragons.
At Netstrata Jubilee.
Maybe. But Dragons are playing a lot better. Raiders, no. Titans, maybe.
Titans up there? No.
Probably not.
Penrith up there? No. They got the bye and then they play the Dragons again. Maybe they jag one of those Dragons games. They're not beating Power at Bankwest.
Bird Gang if Tommy plays.
Bird Gang, yeah.
They're not beating the Roosters.
They're not beating the Bunnies.
Yeah, you're right.
We're into fucking July and they've got Cronulla. Like, I don't know, man. They're going to get one of those, maybe one of those Dragons games.
Yeah, they'll jag one,
but it's
going to be awesome. Rugby league's too tough of a game, especially when you start getting, like, I'm talking more from the mental side from the other teams, where you have these... those middle tier teams, sometimes they might pull off a good win against a good team and then they fuck it. Like the Tigers, like, you know what I always say about the Tigers, how they can go out and fucking lose to the Cowboys
who hadn't had a win
at that point. But then they put up a good
against
come real close against the Bunnies. Like, that's the hardest team fucking the Tigers, man. But those mid-tier teams, they're coming second last as well, the Tigers. But teams like the Raiders, Knights, Sharks, Warriors, all like Titans, all those teams are capable of losing to the Bulldogs if they don't fucking turn up. So.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. What do we got? This is Saturday, then we jump over. Second game on Saturday, Cowboys versus the Raiders, mate. Yeah. Look, after Ricky put it out, you know, he really put his players on, as Ricky likes to do.
Yeah.
Blast his players saying they think it's good enough just to turn up and play first grade. There's a few injuries there, but I still think there's too much class in the Raiders. I think they get it done. They're at $1.30. They're actually part of the multi of doom. They're my lock of the week.
Ooh. Okay.
I think they bounce. I think they definitely bounce back after last week. So they're kind of my little, you know, you like to, in any sort of three league multi, you like to have one in there that you're very, very confident about. You know, you're not chasing odds. $1.30, head to head. I like Canberra in this one.
Okay. We're on to the Cowboys Raiders game now. I'm going to go a try scorer, a guy, Murray Taulagi, up there. I think, you know, I always talk about the Raiders, how they seem to get themselves in those games where they're capable of letting the team in and score a few points. And he's a nice little finisher, man.
He's a nice finisher. And I really like where you're going with this. And it may be swaying the multi of doom here because they do like to be in games where they should be blowing sides out, but they keep letting points in. And if anyone's going to score points for the Cowboys, it's going to be Val or Taulagi.
Yeah.
That's the only place their points are coming from. So. I actually really like that bet, man. What's he at?
We get $2.50 about Taulagi at home. So I like that bet. It's going to be Cowboys. I mean, the Raiders leave the cold to go up to Townsville with a bit of heat. Just coming out of summer now. So
does a spray do anything or get them motivated?
Not really. There's too many experienced guys in that team for the Raiders.
They know they weren't good enough.
Yeah, like their performance was going to be good next week no matter what. Yep. So it's just more of a... I don't know, a bit of a show thing for Sticky, I reckon.
Rah, rah, puff your chest out.
It's just a coach's thing to do.
He was fucked off, so he said what he said. Yeah. Sweet.
And you can understand it too. Like, that's your Parramatta a team that you think are going to be thereabouts at the end of the years and you toss up performance like that. It's probably just genuine frustration.
Yeah.
And then just wanted to get it out. But, like, in terms of for the boys, like... I don't think it would mean too much anymore.
I would assume what he said to them in the sheds was a lot worse than what he said to the media afterwards.
Well, sometimes, you know what, man? Sometimes it's not always the case. Hey, sometimes they come in and...
They use the media one to maybe get at you.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know.
Mind games, baby. We're not coaches. We don't know.
The Roosters and Dragons game.
Oh, is that next? What's that?
Oh, Tigers.
Tigers and Bird game, baby. How could you forget?
Well, because this is going to be... Cakewalk. There's no point even talking about it. Turbo's back, baby. 13 plus, as the Hello Sports boys would say, 13 plus, Turbo is back. Everyone just looks so much better.
Ice and I spoke about this on Monday. Is Tommy, as an individual to a team, is he the most important player in the NRL? Is there another team that has one guy that is more important to their side?
Who did you just come up with even close?
I couldn't, maybe you go Reynolds at Souths, but obviously they've got Cody Walker, Teddy. Maybe.
No, you got Benji come off the bench for Reynolds.
Exactly. Pappy. But Nico's a nice player.
Roosters would fix it.
The only thing I could sort of relate it to was when Sean was at the Warriors and everything relied on Sean. But these days, I don't think there's a more influential player to a team than Tommy is to Manly, man.
You could be right there.
I mean, they went from potential wooden spooners to a legit top eight side in the space of a week. And he came back at, you know, was Tommy at 100%? Probably not. Probably trotting around in third gear there, skinning team. So, I'd never bet on the Tigers before. You've taught me that. But Manly will win this one. Riding off that Turbo Clinic, I think they should be too good for the Tigers here. The Lions -5.5. I think that's actually a bit of jam. $1.90 there for Manly. I think they'll beat them by a try. They should. But again, it's not in the multi of doom because I'm staying away from the Tigers.
Okay.
And that's per your advice.
You're taking my advice.
Rookie, vet, you know?
Yep, okay.
Oh, listen. You got any time for this one?
Yeah, I do. I got me a little mate DCE.
Gun.
Yeah.
Through the middle?
When he starts flowing, when you get, like I said, I've talked about their shape before. Once Turbo comes back in, there's, they're not so inclined. What they do is they have the shape where they can go wide, but if that presents itself through the middle and Jakey starts getting back to Jakey, and you could see Jakey was loving having his brother back. Because he lets it rip, but sometimes when they let the rip, it's like bluffing away. Sometimes you'll show, and then fucking hit him with something else. And Tigers have known Tigers are, you know, well renowned for leaking points through the middle at stages. So
I can see Tommy screeching straight through.
Yep.
And your little mate cruising up on the right.
Just floating around.
Bang.
Yep. He does a really good job of supporting through the middle. So
you know it was amazing.
Maybe my boy's DCE is $3.50.
$3.50,
yeah.
Bit of disrespect for any time.
Yeah, because I reckon they might score a few again.
Yeah, I think they could get a few.
I have a feeling they're feeling good about themselves.
Tommy's what really impressed me last week about Manly, I mean, obviously Tommy, but that was the best game Fozzie's played all year. And the speed of the play of the ball that Tommy was able to get on those fourth tackles, you know, when he takes that fourth one, they get a legs tackle on him because he's so fucking big, pops up, and Fozzie's got a little bit of time to kick. Mate, your mate can drop it on 2 metres out from the goal line time and time and time again. And they just kept pinning them down in that corner there. And defensively, obviously, Manly's renowned for if you're coming off your own line, you don't want to be playing Manly because they get up in your mouth. So I love the way they play when Tommy's in the side, man. I think they get this one done. They should do it pretty comfortably.
It's a great point about Fozzie. I love wrapping me boy as much as I can. Mm. But if you get all halves want to play on the front foot, obviously, and you get a guy like Turbo and he provides that and the rest of the team start feeling and they get on the front foot.
Yeah.
But the execution of a guy like Fozzie is what separates him, even at this age, to other playmakers. Sometimes when you get a roll on, if you can get him on the front foot and he can get, especially one of the plays he loves, his kicking game's obviously so underrated. He's so renowned as being a tough playmaker and taking the ball to the line, which he does really well, but his kicking game is so underrated. He used to put it on 2013, baby, check the tape. He put it on the spot all the time. Skipping him up. But, yeah, if you get him on the front foot and he can get over the advantage line, sink into A or B,
yeah,
and he's got short, long, he can pump fake it or he can go out the back. He makes the right decision every time, man.
Even if it's Scope, Stevie Maddow, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Put anyone out there. They've got you got BP out there. The snack himself, Blade FC winger Ruben Garrick scored himself a brace on the weekend too.
And
the left edge was humming. Joshy Schuster.
There we go. Our little faithful Eddie Mateo looking good, man.
Little Mudders Mateo out there for the back row. He was nice.
He was. He's coming into it, man.
He's Folletti. Every time I watch him play, I'm thinking Folletti, man. And that's a massive rap too.
Of course.
I think the world of Folletti. One of my old teammates and schoolmates, but... Even sometimes when he does the no lookers,
he almost fades away on it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, bang, he's done like inside, outside, and like you can look every time, but
just look, man.
But it just looks cool. He's a young kid. He's got a big future.
All silk, baby.
Like I said, I'd prefer to see him over on the right edge with Chez because I think they would combine better.
Yeah.
But if they're rolling, if Turbo's doing what he's doing, it doesn't matter.
Don't matter, baby. Now we're on to Mudders and the Roosters.
Yep.
I think.
Let me start off with this.
Yeah.
This is the biggest overs, and I don't know if you've got it. Because I've tried to go over $2 on all my bets. Teddy is $2 for any time.
Yuck.
Teddy. Sir Tedderino.
What?
Sir Tedderino is on Anzac Day where he does his best work.
Yeah, that's yuck.
That's $2, bro, for fucking Teddy. I don't know if that's going to get fucking snatched up. No disrespect to the Dragons and the boys. I think it's going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I think like Dragons... They had to get up nearly fucking – Warriors nearly gave them a perfect 100 game.
Mm, and they almost won.
And they fucking nearly won. So I know Mudders wasn't all that distraught about the game. Mm. He's basically told the boys they had to be fucking perfect. Basically perfect.
To beat us just.
And we still should have potentially won with that tap back in from Cody Ramsey to Birdie. I thought that was a try, man.
We were out there and obviously I was the lone Warriors other than Uncle Upham with the dreads up on the hill giving it death.
Giving the Pukunas a doom.
I was the only Warriors fan there, but I'm telling you right now, even I had to admit there were some good calls that went my boys' way in that one.
Yeah.
Some very good calls.
Yeah, there were, man. That ref was kiddies.
He was kiddies. So, and it wasn't Uncle Henry Perinara either. So here's the thing, just random because we're on the Roosters.
Yep.
If TJ Perinara does come to the NRL and plays the Roosters and Henry Perinara is supposed to be refereeing them in any game.
Cousins.
They're first cousins.
They're first cousins, yeah.
Did they have to change that?
Yeah. Here's a giggle too because we're like respectfully. I know Hens. There's a couple of Kiwi boys in the group. There's me, Kenny Bromwich, Cheese, Jerome Hughes, a few of those boys. Yeah. And man, I always find like, and he gets a bad rap for sometimes, you know, looking after the cuzzies and all that.
Yeah.
Bro, he's harder on us than he is 100%. On the Aussie boys.
That's what the joke is. The joke's always the joke uncle's coach, but he does rip hard.
So we were giving Hens a bit of grief in there, and then TJ popped up and he goes, "Oh, hey, that's my cousin boy." And then all of us are like, Oh fuck! But like, there wasn't anything too harsh in it. But it was funny, man. I'd fucking love to see TJ play. Obviously, you know, we all found out about it a few weeks ago.
Hard secret to keep, especially for the journo.
I know. This is the point where sometimes we could give out information, but we keep it to ourselves, and it's come out organically now. I don't know who liked
Ice,
it. But
Ice goes to us. We're sitting down having coffee, and he goes, he looks at me, and he's doing his little Isaac John Eyes. He goes, "You want to know a secret?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "TJ Perenara of the Roosters. You're welcome." And then like that afternoon it came out and he goes, "Oh beauty, I tell you once, it's in the media."
Yeah. Did it come out that quick?
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, I don't say anything."
Yeah. I think you give me about a week's notice on it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Just back on this game. Well, give me your any time before I sort of rip it.
Teddy, man. $2.
Teddy, $2. Of course, yeah, yeah. Taking all bias out of it, obviously, with our mate Corey there. I think the Dragons win this one.
Ooh.
I think they win it close, which means 1-12, which is at $3.75, and it will be in the multi of doom.
Fuck.
So there you go. I know the Roosters are the Roosters. Yep. I know Brett Morris and Vero is obviously massive ins for them.
Yep.
I've taken all that into account. I think what we saw, and we even spoke about it, we saw the Dragons get up for that Parramatta game. They really got up for that, put on a fucking clinic. There was always going to be a lull between the Para game and the Anzac game against the Roosters where they had to get up. Unfortunately, the lull for them, grateful for me. Yep. The lull was against the Warriors. And if you lull against the Warriors, you're probably going to get beat. Mate, if their lull is a narrow loss to the Warriors when the Warriors are perfect, I think they can go to another level in this one. I think they can just get it done. If they get off to a good start, I think Corey and Clune are good enough to keep them, steer them in the right way. And the Snack could be crossing for a couple. So
I like that, man. Snacks, yeah.
If they're gonna, the reason I've gone 1-12 is if they're going to win,
they're not going to blow them out.
So
no way. I think it's going to be a close game. I've gone the Roosters, but I like the bet. Yeah. I do like the bet. I like you
chasing
know,
odds a little bit.
I love when someone puts their name on the line with bets like that. So I'll back you every day of the week on that. But I'm going to go the Chooks myself.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really good start against Melbourne Storm, and it was a better game than what people give it credit for, but
it's
then
just Harry Grant.
A bit of class from Harry coming off the pine was all the difference. So let's move on to Harry and the Warriors this week. The Storm, I'm going to kick it off.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows who I'm going to go to the Storm.
Yeah. Look, I mean, historically great in the Anzac clash down there, the Warriors. They really are.
My anytime try scorer.
Oh, who are you going?
Come on.
Chase.
Come on. Who am I going? Who's my boy?
The Prez.
The Prez. Come on, Lukey. Yeah, always. $2.88 about the Prez against a tired middle fucking Warriors pack stepping off the left foot.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Jam.
Yeah, I think that's actually fucking easy.
$2.88.
Yeah. Oh, Pappy's not playing. I was going to say Pappy would be fucking – you put your mortgage on Pappy. Yeah, look, I'm going to go against the boys. I know I'm going to get bagged for it. Fuck, I bet against the Warriors once this year, and basically I don't know if I can fly home anymore. So,
yeah, but you don't – and they won, didn't they?
They won,
So you don't mind it when you bet against them and they win?
No, I love it. But obviously they're just too many injuries, man. Your son's out. Obviously Fanua Blake's still out. Tavita Harris is out. Ewan Aiken's still out. Pompey's gone. Turner's gone. Like there's – I mean they've named – who's at centre there? Jack Murchie. I mean, Jack Murchie's a backup back rower.
Yeah.
They've named a center. Marcelo Montoya's a winger. Like, there's just too many injuries. My boys will hang tough. They always do on Anzac Day down there. They love playing Melbourne and Melbourne. They'll hang tough, and I think in that back 20, you'll probably see a bit of probably another Prez and Harry Grant clinic. I think they'll probably kick away with it in the 13-plus ball mark. But, yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to go against my boys there.
Yeah, I think Melbourne could do a proper number on them. One thing to watch out for, you know, I'm a big fan of Benny Mudders Marcilla.
Oh, but he had another hectic game on there.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. But teams like the Storm, like when they do the video, they'll be because they'll see him as a threat and attack.
They'll be up on him.
This is, you know, give it a little pointers to watch out. I bet you they have a look at trying to get at Benny as much as he can.
Mm-hmm.
So for any time as well, I think Benny plays on the left edge.
Yeah,
he's
he does.
Playing against. No, he was against Mudders on the right, wasn't he?
No, he was on the left.
Are you sure? I think he was on the right because I remember he was running at Norman.
Oh, he was, yeah he trying was. To tear that shoulder off. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
he nearly did a number of Mudders.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Prez, look out for, like, that's makes me feel even better about my bet. But, like, guys like that, I think they'll try to send as much traffic at Benny as they can because he is a Mudders Marcilla and he's so dangerous in attack that, you know, Melbourne look to expose those sorts of players. A bit like you know, Viliami kick out sometimes.
Yeah,
they try to send a bit of traffic his way to tire him out because he's such a threat in attack.
You sort of brushed on it when last time we did the companion. Obviously, Kikau had the try saver of doom in that game, but he was a non-event in that game.
Yeah,
you know, and that's fucking Viliami Kikau. And no disrespect to Mudders Masella, he ain't that yet. So. He's got that potential.
That's going
to
stick, Mudders Masella, right?
100%.
And I just come up with it too. Like, it's obviously an easy one because but I was just looking at him. I was just looking at his name there.
That's good. Shout out Joshy Curran. You know I love me a little battler in the pack, and Joshy Curran had himself a day out against the Dragons, so it's good to see him playing well, but I think the boys get licked, unfortunately.
Just to finish off, Baby Goat, I just want to talk about him a little bit. I don't know if you've talked about him.
No, please do.
He is a fucking...
Oh. I mean, I think we could be watching a generation.
Baby Goat, I know you didn't want to come on the podcast earlier in the year to you know, the hype too much and not get too carried away, but
come in and embrace it, baby.
I have a feeling there's going to be plenty more happening this year. You're a fucking weapon. Good little combination that it's such a luxury to have Cheese to start off and bring Harry back nice and slow, and then hopefully, you know, they'll play, because he's talked about, Cheese has talked about, like, he'd love to play heaps with Harry as well. So
yeah.
You know, if playing in that lock role, because they get along so well and they know each other's game inside out. So I'm looking forward to how that gets better and better.
This is one of the things which I'm coming in with no information on. What's the crack with Dale Finucane? How long is he out for?
No, he's back this week. Oh, he's on the bench. Yeah, the first time. There he is.
So I wonder if he's fully fit and firing.
Yep.
I suppose Nels just moves back to the bench.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say they'd do it in the first
No,
week.
No.
I reckon their best lineup. Yeah, their best lineup is Finucane, and they love Big Nels off the bench.
Yeah.
He scores
tries off the bench as well.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
It's just a point of difference, especially when you get, like Cheese has talked about it on his podcast with Kempe before.
Yeah.
Like having him and Nas come off the bench and Cheese always, you know, talks about how fucking the starting pack's fucking better than him and rides them all up that way. And
yeah, gone.
It's such a luxury to have those guys, man. It's definitely the strength of the better teams have really good benches, and no better than the Storm, baby, the last year's champions.
I hope the Warriors get up. I don't think they will, but the multi of doom, this is the last time.
Yep.
If I don't hit the multi of doom this week, I'm retiring to you, because I've looked into this. I've given this a fair bit of thought, all right?
Okay.
I got two locks.
Yeah.
And then I'm chasing a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to go para.
Yeah.
They will not get shocked by Brisbane again up there.
Yeah.
They'll get the job done. The Raiders are my absolute lock.
Yeah.
Too classy to bounce back.
Best of
the week. Lock of the week. I think the Raiders get it done up there. I know they've got a few injuries and they're missing, you know, obviously still missing Chance, but I think Caleb's a good enough replacement. I think they get that done. And then Mudders on Anzac. Mudders against the Roosters, 1-12. I'm going the Dragons. I think they get that done.
That's a gross bet. I'll put that in now for us.
We'll have a bit of two up, a few beers, watch Mudders put on a clinic, watch the UFC, Lukey.
Yeah, it's a good day, actually. It's a
fucking good day.
Yeah, where are we going to do that at?
And then we'll just keep the Warriors and Storm game on in the background.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, no, I'll be watching that with interest. I love watching me boy the Prez, and you know, we're pretty, Storm's pretty much our second team here at White Cat Jets, but let's be fair.
We love all the boys.
They're all the card gang, so we'll definitely be watching that game for sure.
So there's me, man. Para, Raiders, Dragons 1-12. Get some jam, baby.
Beautiful, baby.